accession number 23200, reel 13.
Mr. Kitcher at Reel 13, we're talking about when you were helping in the sick bay. How did you come to help in the sick bay? Was that a regular job of yours?
It's not a regular job, it was. It was just the idea that the duck, we used to go ashore together, you know, with four other mates. In other words, it was a total of six sailors going ashore together, you know. And one
so,
used
to... So it was just, you were just helping him out as a mate? It wasn't...
Just as a mate. Yeah. Because he wanted to... You see... When I run ashore, when he had to run ashore, it used to be about 4 o'clock. Now, the duck had a, what you call it, a surgery, what you call a surgery, at half past four. He would be seeing his patients. So it depended on how many patients he had, and when he was finished, that was his run ashore. Now, where the duck used to like come ashore with us, because he liked our company. So he asked me, if I would help him out, you know, in a sick bay, help him out with some of the patients, you know. Yeah. I said, I was conned into it. And the other four lads, said, oh, you'll do it, you know. And they went ashore on their own, but we would be meeting them ashore later on, you know. So I used to go up, and as I say, I used to help him out with these patients, different ones, you know. Coming in is that one, as I say, with people's sore throat, you know. When you laugh about it, no, we laugh about it, no, you know, painting at the back of the tonsil with iodine, you know, for a cure sore throat, you know. And he used to say that a lot used to come and try to dodge duties, and the way they used to come in with things they couldn't diagnose, like backache, you know, rheumatitis, and different things like that one. And used to give them some peculiar, what are called, tablets, especially number nines. Number nine was a laxative, you know what I mean? You need to go to the toilet, you know, as soon as you took it, you know what I mean? Your flight is shut, you know. Well, you know what I mean? People used to come and say that, sore toe, sore foot, or something like that one, you know.
You mentioned that, yeah.
And used to make it run. Now, there was one particular, I can remember one bit of time there was somebody on board a ship that had appendicitis. Now that's something we couldn't do. And what was, you would have to get a senior, person from another ship, would have to be brought aboard, providing it was near the set, you know. Well, what happened was, he says to me, he says, I hope you don't mind, but he says, I'm getting somebody senior aboard. He says, see this lad with appendicitis. He says, would you come and stand? He says, in case it happened, I would have seen this that year. And he says, just in case I've got to do these things. Well, I didn't know much about it because I don't know if he was allowed to operate on anybody, you know, where he comes on and this, yeah, you know. Anyhow, there was a doctor come aboard, you know, from another ship. And he was explaining to him what would happen if he was at sea. He says, what happens, he says, if you're at sea, and you've got a rough sea, that's that one. He says, your chief stoker would have to discharge oil round the ship. And he says, and the idea of that is, he says, to calm the sea down a bit. And it allowed you to do what you wanted to do in the sick bay. But it wouldn't 100%, but at least it calmed it down. But he says, with you having gyro beds, you know, and gyro thing at one, it'd be a bit a lot to help in this that year, you know. Fortunately enough, the lad didn't stop aboard. They took him off, and they took him to one of the, Sigby barracks in the area, that one. But he said to him, you know, in case it does come, in case you've got to do these things, he showed him it's not either. In case hold that one, he said, you would have to get one of the officers, but assist you in reading the book and reading instructions, going through with it, whenever you do any things in that line, he says, whether you were told this or whether you were thinking, well, but he says, this is practice. You must have something senior to one, you know. And I could see the doctor looking at me, the doctor, you know, looking at me, must have turned around and said, oh, you know, that one, you know. And he never said no. But anyway, as I say, what I call it, the doctor board the ship, looking aboard the ship, he says to me, I hope you've taken all that in. I says, well, I says, as far as I'm concerned, there's no way I'm going to help you operate on anybody. I says, oh, we know what to do. I says, I'm not frightened of blood, but there's no way I'm going to think about it. He says, you won't be getting help, you know. He said, we'll get one of the officers. He says, you could come in and help me in the third one. I says, hey, let's stick him, we're going to show. I said, I don't mind him, what I call it, is getting rid of the queue. But I says, I don't want to start picking, queuing up and turning around. He said, I've got appendicitis, you know. I said, no way. That one. But anyway, as I said, he loved to be in our company and he loved to turn around. Made it one, and I made great pals with that lad, and I would like to see them. But anyway, apart from that.
So, how long did the summer cruise last? You went to Margate.
We went to Blythe, what I call it, to Whitby, and then we went to Margate, went to Southend, and Margate, and that one. Then back round to what I call it, the Plymouth, and round to Portland. When we got round to Portland, they came aboard. And they said that we are, what I call it, nominated to go and escort the Vanguard to South Africa with royal beer on board. And on board the ship would be the King, the Queen, and the two princes, which would be Prince Elizabeth and Princess Margaret. Group Captain Townsend, he would be aboard the ship. I think he was the Queen's, what I call it, the old Queen's secretary. I don't know. Must be, yes, I believe it was. We'll be going with the, what I call it, Implacable, which would be an aircraft carrier. We will be escorting aircraft carrier. We'll be escorting them in the Vanguard, and see what we'll be taking as far as, what I call it, down to the Mediterranean, down to the Mediterranean fleet, which would pick them up, I think it was around outside the Channel Islands, you know. Well, anyhow, as I say, I put it in and I said, my, what I call it, the mob number, it's passed and gone. I says, is there no way, if what I call it, me not going? He says, there's no way, he says, I'm going to get off this ship. He says, would have a job of replacing. He says, you just can't go and just pick somebody and fit somebody with the one, you know, you have that one. He says, you're not the only one. He says, as far as I got, he says, there's about a dozen years due for demo. But he says, you should be one of the first ones in that one, you know. He says, no way, he says, you're going to get. He says, you're on the ship now. He says, you're stopping on the ship till we come back from where we're going, that one. And soon we get back, he says, you'll be demo straight away. He says, you get a ticket straight away up to Fulford Barracks, which was the Dimob Centre in Yorkshire, and up here. But yes, he's a stopping board of ship, and you're going with the Vanguard. Well, anyhow, you got to do as you're told, and I got, as I say, we joined the Vanguard, and we sail out the channel, don't know what to call it, don't know where. On the west coast of Morocco, on by where the channel ends, and that place is set here, you know. Well, on my way down, we're doing exercises. Well, what happened was, the Implacable was an aircraft carrier. Now, with us being alongside the Implacable, what we would call a crossboat. That was just in case it was any, what I call it, planes. Came down and we had to go and pick the, what I call it, the airman that was in the planes, you know. Well, they had to cut a show on board the ship of the planes, that one. And we done exercises, you know, with them, you know, with the Implacable. So they decided that they would call it the ditch, would call it. The ditch a plane, you know, the ditch two planes, they did. You know, like the first would call it to take off. We had to be on hand to take them that one. It was more like an entertainment, like a stage for royalty, you know, to see what would happen, you know, and what can happen, you know, so what. Fortunate enough, we did as we're told in this night, you know, that one. And there was another particular time we had to do was an oil ship. With being a small ship, we didn't carry as much oil. We did, but it was a gimmick. They said that they would fetch a, what I call it, the implacable alongside, and should throw what I call a pipe overboard, and would connect up and pretend, what I call it, you know, it did take so much oil, and say that. And who would be watching from behind would be the, what I call it, the vanguard. And who would be watching was royally watching how it went on and what happened. It's just like a stage for them to say that. But what happened was, the implacable, she pulled away. Her speed increased, but we still had the pipes connected. And what happened was, they snapped. And the whole, what I call it, the whole of the port side was splattered with oil. The upper structure of the side, what a mess. The whole, what I call it, ship was covered in big oil, not one. Anyway, the vanguard pulled away. We didn't know if they'd seen it or not, but anyway, bad. So we were told from the implacable, that we would have to clean it up. But what they couldn't do, what we couldn't do, we couldn't, what I call it, they slow up. We had to automatically keep going and clean it, but with a reduced speed. Well, the thing is, how in the world are you going to get to go over the side of the ship, you know, on a bit stage, in which it was a plank of wood, you know, with ropes and that. But a cleaner ship, you know. So, the line us up all outside, especially what I call the seamen, really in a way they had nothing to do with the stokers, you know. But anyhow, they're going to involve them in this, that, you know. So, like anything else, the officers, they volunteered, they were going to go over the side, you know. You mean, I don't think they had any option but to go over the side, you know. We were what I call it. So I wanted volunteers to go over them, Mr. Yeda. Of course, like you think else, you know, my father was told me, says, you know, whatever you do, if anybody were to call it, says to you, you know, we want volunteers. And he says, if anybody says to you, can you ride a bike? He says, don't say aye. Because you say aye, he says, what I call it, the first thing they do is they say, right, okay, you volunteered, you're going over the side. Well, anyway, that was the first damn thing I felt for the three-card trick. The officer of the day told him, says, anybody here, he says, can ride a bike? I says, aye. He says, right, you're first. So I had to go over the side, that one. And he says, I want more than one. He says, go over the side, that one, you know. And he was his... He says, Jody, he says, you know, for you, it'd be, what I call you, as far as you're concerned, he says, you can solve these better than what these can, you know. I says, but I says, I'm not going to think. He says, you are. He says, put a lifeline on, you know, that one, you know. Well, you know, I mean, when the ship's moving, you know, it's tricky. You have to, what I call, you know, the ship's side, that, because you have to, what I call, you know, clean all the, what I call, the diesel off. It had to be cleaned off, and it had to be painted, you know. And when you, what they said, when what happened, would have to keep going till the damn place was painted, you know. Now, once you got the side of the ship off, you know, the upper structure would be, stokers would, they would come in, you know, and they would help with the painting and stuff, you know. But anyway, as I say, I got conned into going over the side. And it's an experience, you know, ship moving and not doing a great speed, but, you know, it's moving. And you can't swim, you know. Sitting on a plank of wood, you know, with a thing around, you know. and you've got cotton waste in and a bucket of the clean it off and that one. And then when that part was done, overcomes a bucket of baking paint, not a pot of paint, a bucket of paint, you know, and a brush, you know, and what we call long tongs, which was a long tongue was a brush and end of a stick, you know, so you could reach the other parts, couldn't reach, you know. But the paint is the same with that one, and then he would pull the board and he went on to that part. Fair enough, okay, we had officers over the side, that one, you know. We got what we had to do, we'd done it this year, you know. We came off that, came back on the top in that one, you know. And what I call those plenty volunteers for the top, you know, for the upper structure. Well, the hat store was on, you know. All we had torpedo tubes. With two sets of torpedo tubes on, you know. It was four to a set, it was like eight torpedo tubes on the upper deck. Now, they had to be clean. Now, with stokers, you know, I mean, you know, they're used to oil in the snack, you know, and they didn't like walking part of the ship up ahead, they like walking down below, you know, in the boiler rooms and stuff, you know. So they were doing the easy way. They would take the thick off the buttercoat, the oil off the torpedo tubes, and then they would just plant the paint on. Well, naturally, if you mix what I call oil, you know, diesel, what I call it, with the paint, you know, it'll mix. The only trouble is, it takes longer to dry, you know. So, anyhow, we've got the ship, what I call it, in the ship over there, you know, sparkling. We've got thanks off the, what I call it, the head bloke off the, what I call it, the plaque of the, you know. Coming outside, you know, saying you made a good job in this that year, you know. He says, right, we've got another practice coming in for you. He says, the vanguard's going to come alongside you, and he says, they're going to hoist fresh bread. These. Now, he says, the idea is, he says, they're going to throw lines to you and send bread across, you know, fresh bread, that one. And you're going to send them, what I call it, a person back off your ship on what I call the vanguard for treatment, for the sick bay treatment, and he'd be sent back. Now, he says, what happens in this case is, he says, if you're in the sea, this is the picture. He says, if you're in the sea that long, you've had no fresh bread, you've got a patient on there, needs medical treatment, he's going off there onto the vanguard, back over again, and he's here. Now, he says, all that's going on, he says, you've got the newsreels, he says, there. Now, I don't know if it was British News, Party News, or which one it was, that one. He says, they're there. He says, they're taking their films, if you would call it, if what's going on. And he says, all this will be broadcast. Now, he says, what happens is, he says, this will be going over in the news. Now, what's going over the news is exactly what I'm telling you now. You've been to sea a long time, short of fresh bread. The vanguard supply need you. You've got a patient for sick on board the ship, needs medical treatment. He's going from the, what I call it, the sin kits. He's going on the vanguard to be, what I call it, to get surgery treatment in this area, you know. All this is going on, and all the time this is going on, it's all taken with cameras, you know, with the British movie, that one. Fair enough, okay. Through the lines over the side, and that one would start hauling bacon breads and stuff, you know. And these, well, we only saw them from the side and stuff, you know, taking films and that, and they're talking away, you know, and stuff, you know. And I'm bringing them, holding across, and that bloke went across for two. He was not wrong with them, but as I say, it was all for the cameras, you know, for the party news and that. They got abroad and that, you know. So, anyway, what happened was, that would have called day. The next day would be what you call the Palm Day, because it would be turning the ship over to the, what I call it, to the Mediterranean, you know, the Mediterranean fleet. And what would happen is, royalty would be coming aboard a ship. The king would be coming, the queen, and Princess Margaret, Princess Elizabeth, and they'd be what I call that way in this nutty yellow, you see. Now we've got to arrange the ship we've got a platform made for what we call it, for the starboard side. And we've got to put a big red what I call it, table cover, what they use for the boardroom. They're going to put on what I call it, so we can stand on it, you know. If we get the companion ladder on the side, be coming aboard, coming up, and his whole ship's company would be taking over, I call it, round the whole ship in single file, past Royal Inns, what I call it, you know, saluting as they go off. Now, where I put this platform thing, they put alongside is what I call the torpedo tubes, you know, which was like an alcove thing, that one, you know. Also a good place to put it, you know, because it's out of the road. No sticking out, that one. Plenty of room for the ship's company for the passengers, so, yeah, you know. Anyway, we'll have to go up and line that one. But at the same time, before Royley come aboard, we were told point blank there would be no photos, because they're not allowed to take photographs, if what I call it, if the princesses, etc. If it was just the King and Queen, yes, but not princesses. So nobody's got to use cameras. Fortunate enough, we had it all arranged, one person that would take them, you know, on board the ship. And he was a three badger, you know, because he was a three badger. He never came out of his locker room, and he always would have called, he's a good photographer, you know, but he would have called it. In very, very seldom, he had been in about 30 odd years in the Navy, and he's still boarding, he said, yeah. He got that excuse, but anyhow, you get the boat as forward. You know. But anyhow, what happened was, ships could get to go around and that, you know, and what I call the king took sluters up past the sailor. And what happened was, I can always remember, never forget this, we dying there. The ship seemed to tilt a bit, you know. Tilt, it didn't move a lot, but it tilted. And the king seemed to go back. The whole we noticed on this point was, by the time we got round, we would come back on the top catwalk, and we'd stand, you know, ready for when they left, we'd cheer them off and say, yeah, you know. And the ship seemed to tilt. We saw the king standing, and he went back and he touched the torpedo tubes, you know. I thought, no, it's time, it's time. But anyhow, as I say, what do I call it, he got. He thanked them all of this, you know, what I call it, for escorting them down in that, etc., you know. Not us, but the officers was on the gangway, etc., you know. Shook hands. Anyhow, he was getting paid, going off a boat, that one. But when we looked, they would have caught the king. What he had was a light grey paint that come off the torpedo tube, you know. Was right across his blue. What a coat, you know, it's uniform with the Navy, you know, which is still wet today, you know. They grey that one. And you could see where it came off, and it came off the top of the tubes. Well, what the stokers had done, they didn't take all the oil off, they just mixed a bit in, what I call it, the diesel in with the paint, and it takes longer to dry, and it's like, you know, when we saw that one, it didn't stop. They'd never stop them. They just let him go off, poor ship, because he was the last one to go off, because the princesses went first and the queen went, and then the king went down a companion lane. Well, when this thing pulled away, they pulled the companion ladder in. They noticed over the thing, well, they wanted to know who were the ones that painted the work, call it, the torpedo tubes, who they were. Well, it wasn't the seaman was involved. And they had to find out who it was. And what happened was, the chief stoker, he wouldn't give in to say that it was, what I call it, that was his own big man that done it, one, you know. But anyhow, it got round, it was his own thing. But anyhow, when it got back, when Roy got back on board the ship, this what I call it was reported, and the stopwatch, what I call it, they said when what I call it, when we went into Gibraltar, they're going to stop our room for a whole week, you know, for the sake of it, because it's what I call it, it's uniform, was what I call, you know, God. And we got for punishment, we did, for actually showing them what we can do at sea, oil and ship. No fault of ours. The ship's, what I call, gets splattered with oil in this net, yeah. Not for the benefit of Royally, but for the show Royally that we caught this oil ship moving in the Sahara. But it was a bosun and up that one. We got punished by losing my what I call. We run for a whole week. That one. Never forget that. That one, that's it.
Any of the stories you remember from the cruise?
Well, from the St. Kitts.
From the cruise, you know, the cruise to South Africa.
It's South Africa. Well, what happened was, we took them down. As I say, well, we did what I call, you know, we manoeuvres and different things, at least for entertaining Roy in the state, you know. And what we would have caught, what we seen on the Vanguard, on the quarter deck, used to play what I called Barrington, you know, and used to be the two princesses, you know, that's Margaret and Elizabeth, you know, which is a queen now. And Townsend, and I think Townsend was, I'm not quite sure if he was the Queen's secretary or not, you know, that's the old Queen, you know, at the time I don't know. Because he was involved with the, what I call
it. Doesn't matter much.
Not only. But anyway, as I say, there was him and an officer of board of ship. Used to be a battleman on board of ship in this night, you know. Well, we were sailing alongside. We could see everything was going on, you know. Providing you had a pair of binoculars as well, you know. See a bit more, you know, what you could see and what one. And used to be a band, used to play on board of ship, you know, we set a tin, you know. And we were close quarters in this set, you know. It was like a moving circus, you know, showing you what can happen, see what you can do, how you can entertain in this that year, you know, and everything in this one. And they had films on board a ship on the Vanguard, of course. We all seen that, you know, on the quarter deck, you know, because it was lovely weather in this that one. And you just sit and watch it, you know, the films in this that year on the Vanguard, you know. We could make out, if you had a pair of binoculars, you could see it, but you couldn't hear the sound, you know, because that was on it, though. It was luxury to them, but it was entertainment to us. But at the end of the day, we took them down, and then there was, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I've seen in the papers a bit ago, where there had been part of the fleet that had been in the Med that came out, and they had picked us round about Morocco, we did. What's the Morocco? Round about where the Channel Islands are.
And that's where
the Mediterranean Fleet picked up. And they took it to South Africa.
So you just took her to the Mediterranean?
I would say halfway. And the Mediterranean Fleet took the other half.
And what happened then?
Well,
you
when
just
we.
Come back to England or?
No, what happened was, we were told that we'd do what we call a miniature summer cruise, you know. Now, the first port would be Morocco. It would be pulling up outside, which would be a mile outside of Morocco, that one. But there would be a part ship's company would go ashore in Morocco. In other words, is what we call port one, port two, starboard one, starboard two. So we were in port one, part of the, that's like quarter of the ship's company. We were on a show. So anyway, we got on a Liberty boat, you know, and what do you call it? It was a, what do you call it? Part of the, you know, in the thing. And what happened was, I can always remember this, yeah, it was love, but I'll never forget it. We're putting alongside, what do you call it? You know, I mean, one of the jetties in, what I call it, in Morocco, that one, you know.